Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, where we connect, support and empower our thriving aerospace community across the northwest of England. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. This week we're diving into a story that's not about planes or engines, but it's still very much part of our region's vibrant ecosystem. Burnley College is putting on a pantomime version of The Wizard of Oz.
Oh really, I didn't expect that.
Well, this isn't just any ordinary school play. It's a full-scale professional production with stunning set designs and costumes. The students are really showing off their creative skills.
That does sound impressive. What kind of music can we expect?
They're featuring classic hits from The Proclaimers, will.i.am, Slade and The Rembrandts. So it's not just about the story, it's also about the music.
I see. And what about the educational aspect of this production?
Curriculum manager Sammy Allen says this gives students hands-on experience of what a career in the performing arts industry involves. She's confident these students will be the stars of the future.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Well, considering the level of skill and passion they're showing, I wouldn't be surprised. The show runs from the 30th of November through to the 2nd of December. There are two performances on Saturday as well.
So the public has several opportunities to see this production. Where can they book tickets?
They can book through the Burnley College website. The link is in our show notes. And for those attending the Saturday performances, remember to book in advance as those are part of the Winter Wonderland event.
That's great to hear. It's always encouraging to see young people taking on such challenging projects.
Absolutely. This kind of production requires coordination, creativity, and discipline, all skills that translate well into our aerospace industry as well.
Well, I think we've covered the story for this week. Thanks for joining us on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
You're welcome. Join us next time for more news from our region's aerospace community.